Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get the latest on the crew from insider Adam McAlvey. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back, Wendy's Big Show. Served up hot and fresh here on The Fan, live from the G. Wagner Plumbing Studios. You heard his name mentioned, and there he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Adam McAlvey. Adam, thanks for coming on this afternoon.
Hello, boys. Pat Murphy is back. Happy Pat Murphy Day.
Oh, nice. Gotta like Pat Murphy. Oh, he comes on the Bayview Shannon Blind postgame show with Tim all the time, and it's always a good interview. Obviously, I'm sure you guys like talking to him as well.
Yeah, we miss him. I mean, we miss everybody this year because you don't talk to somebody unless it's Zoom or text or whatever. But Murph is always so entertaining, super high energy. And I love the story about, you know, he's told this story often about a fall at Notre Dame where Council committed a bunch of errors, and Murphy got so mad that he ordered him to the field in November, and it's a frozen field in South Bend, and Murphy is out there just smoking fungos at this kid as hard as he can because he's just sort of ticked off, and it's so high intensity. And one of them bounces up and hit Council in the nose and broke his nose.
Oh, my God.
The way Murphy tells the story, it's about 4:15, and Council goes off to get treatment. And an hour later, he shows up. He's back with his glove, and he wants more ground balls. And Murphy says that it taught him two very important lessons. One, that Craig Council was not going to be, you know, he was going to be undenied in life, as Pat Murphy put it. And the other thing was that Pat Murphy maybe needed to back off a little bit. And so that's what he did. And he tried to lower that intensity level. So those guys go way back, and I'm sure Council's really happy to have him back.
Yeah, I can imagine. The other guy that was gone for a while that's nice to have back is Ryan Braun. He finally started to hit the ball here and get on a little bit of a roll last week.
He finally started hitting the ball. Do you know this man hit 350 home runs?
If we're welcoming people back, I'd like to welcome back Ryan Braun to the team. He's
done
really well.
Don't take that bait. Yeah, Adam, please don't take that bait.
Well, he does have a knack in the last couple seasons, at least, of playing some of his best baseball in September. Mm-hmm. You know, why that is, I can't tell you. You know, it's often coming off some health issues, and that's certainly been the case this year where they've had to really back off him in recent weeks to try to get that back and core right, because it's been a problem. Really, since he's had back surgery, it's been chronic that thing flares up here and there. And then the other thing is just a guy that enjoys these games, and they've played in the last couple of years. Really, even in 2017, the year before they made the playoffs for the first time with Council, that was meaningful baseball in September as well. And he just has happened to have some really big moments still, even at 35, now 36 years old, in the September games. So it for a while there, he's the only one driving in runs. Coming off that, after that 19-run game in Detroit, they went 5 days where Ryan Braun was the only guy who drove in a run. So it's a good thing to have him swinging the bat. And the key is just health. When he's healthy, he produces. And the reason he doesn't play every day, people get so mad about it, but the reason he doesn't play every day is they're trying to get a healthy Ryan Braun.
Exactly. And he's clutch. Go ahead, Gary.
I don't know why we're doing this with Ryan Braun. But, hey, let me ask you this.
What do you mean you don't know why?
Well, why
what
we
you
got
mean?
Any, you know, all this
what
stuff
you mean?
Here, man. Just stop.
I don't get
Adam,
you,
where
we I don't
sit,
get it, man.
Where we sit as far as the playoffs concerned, Adam?
Well, Craig Council has been telling us all year that nobody's paying enough attention to the fact that 16 teams get in this year. that first and second place in the division is good enough, and then there's two wildcard teams on top of that. So his prediction was that it would get to the last week of the season and nothing would be decided. And they're coming into the last week of the season as once they clear this Royal Series, and nothing will have been decided. So, you know, in that sense, I think that it's sort of shaping up the way they thought. It looks like a three-team race for second place in the National League Central with the Reds, Cardinals, and Brewers. One of those teams is going to get it. And the Brewers are right there. They're, what, a game back? I think as we talk, a game back of the Reds, a half game back of the Cardinals, who have a doubleheader today against Pittsburgh as they continue to furiously make up all these games that they lost earlier in the year when they had the COVID test. Their pitching is just in a really tough spot. And I think you saw that manifest kind of in a couple of games of that. I mean, the Brewers have really had a hard time scoring runs, but they put 18 up in the one game. They put up six in another game. The Cardinals are just going to have to pull out all the stops just to be able to cover the innings to get through this. The Reds are dangerous because they have played so bad. I mean, people think the Brewers have played bad. The Reds have been such a disappointing team after investing so heavily. Now they're sort of there, and they probably can smell the playoffs a little bit. They've got really good starting pitching. They've got all these dangerous hitters who totally underperformed, just like they have here in Milwaukee. That's a tough team right now. And from the Brewers' point of view, what they like is they've got all these head-to-head games. So all of these teams are probably saying right now, we control our own destiny. And, you know, for the Brewers, that's eight games left against the Reds and Cardinals. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have some control of how this thing ends up.
Yeah, I would read your, on the 16th, I think, MLB.com, Brewers.com. That's a nice picture of you, by the way. I was very interested in the Knable. I'm assuming that's your beard, like, doing quarantine, maybe? I don't know. That picture. Or that picture. Because normally you're like 17. But this one, you like, hey, like you're a model or something. But you can answer that later. Knable say he had this secret pitch. What's going on with that? Because when you reference the 18-3 game, and he looked very good in that. Is this something he said he's going to keep doing, or just something he pulled out for the last 6 years? What's going on with him?
Well, look, the thing about having secrets is there's no secrets now in baseball.
Right.
It's all on video, and now there's all – you don't even need the video. You just go look at the data. So
yep.
He broke out a changeup the other day, which is interesting because remember when he started this season, the Corey Knable story is all about a weird comeback from Tommy John with no minor league season. There's no place to send a guy like Corey Knable, who needed to get some innings in some games to get back to speed after missing all of last year after surgery. Instead, they had to pitch him in the big leagues because that was the only place really to pitch him in a real game. And it didn't go well. So he went back down there and his velo was down, and he thought that the changeup might help him try to get some hitters off balance because he's fastball curveball. A great curveball, but when the fastball was down some miles per hour, the hitters were kind of sitting on it. And so he brought out the curveball. The really good news in the game, that blowout game, was that the changeup was great, and he threw it a couple times. He got a strikeout on it. He got some funny looks from the hitters who certainly weren't up there looking changeup. But the really good news was the fastball was back to 97. And he's pitched twice off the injured list, and it looks like he got his mechanics straightened out down there, and the velo's back. So, you know,
we're football players. Velo is velocity?
Velo is velocity, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
So the changeup's right, great. The bigger deal for this guy is the fastball is back to being the Corey Knable fastball that took him to the All-Star game. And that's good news. So, you know, whether or not they make it and play into October this year, that is a big deal for next year because he's an expensive player. He's in arbitration, and that salary is bound to go up, even though this has been such a weird year in every way, including his own performance. And they needed some assurances that this guy was going to be a part of things. And it all is coming together at a good time for Knable and for the Brewers. After trading David Phelps, they need guys to kind of pick up when Williams and Hader aren't out there.
Let's talk about some decisions made by the Brewers today, deciding to change up the rotation a little bit this weekend against the Royals.
Yeah, because Josh Lindblom is going to come back. He's out on bereavement right now with a family matter, and it wasn't clear at first when he was going to be back. But now he's going to be back to pitch on Sunday, so that bumps Brett Anderson to that next series against the Reds. And Brett Anderson has pitched okay. I mean, he's not a guy who's going to go out there and do a Corbin Burns, Brandon Woodruff, 7 innings,
right,
10 strikeouts. But he's given them innings consistently, which is important, and he's kept them in the game every time he's pitched, basically, which is also important. So it looks like, if I'm counting the days right, I think it's Woodruff, Anderson, and Hauser in that Cincinnati series. And then they get into five games in 4 days against the Cardinals to finish, including another doubleheader. So it's good to have Lindblom back because he's going to have to figure in those games as well. And, you know, he didn't pitch very well. They moved him to the bullpen when they didn't need a fifth starter. But his first game back from that was pretty – you know, it was good. It was a lot better. So, you know, again, these games are all vital, and you can't get through doubleheaders without having a lot of guys contribute. So they just need – it can't be all Woodruff, Burns, Williams, Hader. They're going to need the middle of the roster to contribute as well. So that made it good news that Josh Lindblom's going to be back.
Okay, I have to bring up one other thing. I would love to know what you made of the Yadi Molina catcher's interference blow-up fiasco, because the funny thing is Yadi Molina got nailed with catcher's interference today against the Pirates, which is beautiful.
Yeah, which is so I don't exactly understand the Mike Schilt comments. They were extensive, and I appreciate him giving an extensive explanation. I think he was just mad because it was something they don't see. I don't think he really thought Ryan Braun did that purposely. That would be kind of crazy. And, you know, Schilt goes to great lengths in those comments the first night, saying, I'm not accusing Ryan Braun of anything. But then it was just hard to understand what he was so mad about. It was very strange. I think it's a good thing that there was no – I mean, Braun got – plunked, but I think it was a wild young pitcher. I think it was good that ended where it ended, and that it didn't bleed into Wednesday's doubleheader necessarily. And, you know, these games that they're going to play at the end of next week are going to be the season for one of those teams. And to have it be about, you know, plunkings and stuff like that is just dumb. So I think it's a good sign that It didn't show up to me on Wednesday, even though there were some hit batsmen. And I think it would be smart of the teams to just sort of, like, play those games next week without worrying about that other stuff, because it just seems pretty – to use one of Ryan Braun's favorite words, it seems pretty irrelevant.
Listen, I can guarantee you one thing. The Cardinals will still be playing off of what happened last week. I can guarantee you. That is who this team is, man. Whether it's La Russa, Matheny, Schilt, whoever it is, they all do the same thing. You come at us, we're hitting you. And it's always been their philosophy. That's always how they've done it. And the Brewers' philosophy, outside of a blip with Ned Yost, was always, okay, we'll just continue to get hit and not do anything about it. And that's how it's always been. And I just don't think it's going to change. I really don't. And, you know, Braun, like you just said, is a prime example of that. You know, hit a home run and win the game. That'll be our payback. We're not going to get down in the dirt and play, but the Cardinals are going to live down in the dirt, and I hope the Brewers are ready for that next week, because I don't think it's going to go away. I really don't.
Well, I looked at that one where Braun gets hit. I don't believe that was the kid throwing at him. I think that kid did not have full command of the strike zone all day, starting with the first batter of the game. The reason it was a 3-run homer for Ryan Braun is that the game started with hit-by-pitch walk. So I didn't necessarily see that as retaliatory. Maybe I'm being just naive, nice boy from New Berlin, and I need
to get
down
in the dirt a little bit more.
Well,
you're a nice guy.
But I don't know. I don't necessarily buy it. And look, I think it is also different now than it was with La Russa and even Matheny. I don't know. It'll be different when Yachty's not there anymore. You know, Molina has been just part of
that's
that.
True. That's true.
You know, pretty old school culture that exists with Chris Carpenter and those guys. And that has been the culture in the game for a long time, but I don't know. It just seems like I talk to my friends who don't love baseball, and I always try to get them to love baseball. And stuff like this is not the way to make people love baseball. It's just dumb. And then they go stand in each other's face and yell a little bit. It's just dumb. Like
in a pandemic,
you know,
right?
You never really fight. There's no fighting. It's just like posturing.
Right. If it was like hockey and they threw down their stuff and went at it, that'd be different.
Like, do that. Yeah, throw down your batting glove and go at it. That's fun. But, I mean, the stuff where you just look at each other, I don't know. It's old school. It's to me, it's happening less.
Yes, it is.
I'll just say that.
It is.
Yep. And, you know, we can all lament a lot of the changes that are happening in the game. Because some things are happening in the game that don't seem good, that you miss stuff. I miss contact. I miss there being action on the field. I think those are things that were good that have gone away.
I actually like the DH, though.
You like the D? Yeah, I don't know. It gives us big Dan Vogelbach. I'm all for the DH.
Yeah, Dan Vogelbach will not be here next year if there is no DH, I can't imagine. But if there is a DH, Dan Vogelbach will most certainly probably be here.
Yeah, I think that's probably right, yeah.
Yeah, and he's been hitting well since they got him, no question.
Just to get back, you know, you started with Ryan Braun. Do you guys think Ryan Braun is here next year?
No.
Yes.
They'd have to work out the contract.
No.
Of course he's here.
I think he's done. He's done, or he takes a one-year cheap deal to go play for the Dodgers for a year.
No, he didn't go to the Dodgers. He didn't want to go there. He likes it here. And I congratulate
have no
him
idea.
For him. Go ahead.
I don't know. His thinking is hard to figure out because he's nostalgic on one hand about some of this stuff, and he's like openly talking about some of these, you know, this might be his last home series. And the fact he openly talks about that, it means it's something that's on his mind. On the other hand, just knowing him, is this the way he wants to go out with no fans in the stands?
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. He has too much pride for that.
And I don't think the Brewers pick up that option, but that doesn't mean you can't do something after that.
Correct.
Some kind of one-year thing.
But ain't him and the owner pretty tight, though, Adam?
Oh, God, very, very, yeah.
Facts, okay.
Well, that doesn't mean they're going to pay him that money, though.
So he's going to stay and Giannis.
Like I said, I don't think they're going to pick up the option. But
how much is the option for?
The option's like $15 million in the buyout.
Oh, yeah, they could pick that up.
It's not peanuts.
Yeah, they could pick that up. We got plenty of money. He's producing, though. I mean, you need a guy like that. I mean, you just can't.
Who's going to be your guy when Braun's done? Have you figured out who that guy's going to be yet?
Orlando Arcia.
Well, he won't be here much longer either, probably. Gary Ellerson.
Oh, this guy give me heartburn.
Butler,
man.
Always fun. Adam McKelvey, we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a playoff position next Friday.
You will.
Well, next Friday, is the doubleheader next Friday?
I'm not sure.
It's such a mystery to me. I live so day-to-day right now, I don't even know what day.
Pretty much in the same box.
Let's look. Here, I'm looking at it. The doubleheader is next Friday, so we will be talking, if you still want to do it that time, we'll be talking during the game.
What is on Thursday?
Thursday they play at 7:15.
So we can move it to Thursday.
Yeah, let's do
week.
Thursday.
Yeah,
that'd
that's fine. No big deal. I don't want to shake you away from the baseball.
Well,
but
then we can. Well, I mean, whatever. I'll be on my couch either way. So.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that'd be awesome to talk to you next
either
Friday.
Way.
That'd be great.
Either
I
way.
Forgot. Yeah, forgot way. He's actually not there.
I've always wanted we could do some play-by-play, but that's
a. Oh, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah,
that would be great.
I like you could no. Hold on, TV is delayed, so that's not technically play by play.
Well, no, if he get it ahead of us, it's funny.
It's not though. He'll be watching TV like us, so it's not technically play by play from that aspect.
We still should still do it. It's the big show play by play, Steve. Why are you ruining everything?
That's what I do.
We offer to do
it. We have some time to figure this out, you know.
Yes. Well, we want you either way. We want you.
Sounds good. All right, Adam. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
See you guys.
There he is, Adam McKelvey. Hey,
nobody's better than him.
Brewers.com, MLB.com. You joined us at the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. It's your passion. I've grown your home. Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply
like
local lending
something.
Since 1935. Yes, Leroy?
You said Knievel got to 97. Do you know how that is? After Tommy John?
So yeah, but they say.
Who is they now? Who is they? Who are you talking about?
I don't know, professionals, doctors, whatever, that you actually come back stronger after Tommy John.
Oh, yeah, I did hear that
before.
Too. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, there's a bunch of crazy parents in this country trying to get their 12-year-olds to have Tommy John on purpose to get them better for later on. Yes.
No, they're not doing that.
Yes.
That's just a rumor.
Yes. No. Man, I'm telling you.
Did you see what Big Ben had to go
through? Telling you. What?
Did you see what Big Ben had to go through? This man was always, his arm was crooked. I'm just glad to see him back. God is good. No parent should be doing that to 13-year-olds
telling
to try
you,
to do that. And what if you don't make it?
The stories are amazing. Amazing of what parents will do to try and get their kids to where they want them to get to. And knowing that there's still like less than a 1% chance they even get to that point, even after all of that. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you. It is Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.